There are two people running for the mayoral position on Anmore's village council from the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidate responses are as follows, listed in alphabetical order. John McEwen, incumbent. Incumbent John McEwen, left, is campaigning for another term as mayor of Anmore in the 2022 municipal election. By submitted. Age, 57. Years as a village resident. I've owned property in the village since 2001 and lived here since 2006. Occupation. Current mayor and business owner. Most recent civic, volunteer work. Current mayor for past 8 years. Volunteered as a basketball coach through Tri-City Youth Basketball. Email. johnmcewen@shaw.ca. Phone. 604-461-3384. Why are you running for public office? I'm running for public office to continue the momentum the village is on regarding financial sustainability, good governance, and ensuring a complete community. What's your number one issue and why? The number one issue is ensuring financial sustainability, while making sure young families can buy in our community and participate in our volunteer fire department and elementary school. Mario Piemont. Mario Piemont is campaigning for mayor of Anmore in the 2022 municipal election. By submitted. Age. Not given. Years as a village resident. 24. Most recent civic, volunteer work. After 20 years of service, I recently retired from my position as safety officer for the Sasamat Volunteer Fire Department. I have also served the community in a number of other capacities. Anmore Councillor 2008-2011. Chair of the Advisory Planning Commission, 2 terms, Chair of the Board of Variance, and served on numerous other volunteer committees and community groups over the years. Email. mpiamonte@shaw.ca. Phone. 604-461-7744. Why are you running for public office? As we helplessly watch wildfires, floods, and unusual weather devastate communities around BC, I believe that dealing with the impacts of climate change takes on critical importance. Preserving mature forests and environmentally sensitive lands is a very important first step for our little village. I care about the future of this planet and believe that change begins with each of us accepting responsibility within our personal sphere of influence. What's your number one issue and why? Council planned to amend the OCP rural designation for the 150-acre Eoco lands to an urban designation. This area is outside of the Metro Vancouver urban containment boundary and has mature forests, environmentally sensitive lands and steep slopes. There was a petition with 400 Anmore resident signatures opposed to the designation change. Council did not hold a low-cost referendum question with the upcoming municipal election as requested. Anmore Village Council has indicated that plans to amend the OCP would not be revisited until the developers submit a new proposal.